For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Spiritual qualifications. The word minister is a general term that can refer to any of the Lord's servants. However, it more specifically relates to those who are called to a position of authority within the church and charged by God with the responsibility of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The terms elder, bishop, deacon, and pastor are also used in Scripture to designate individuals who serve the church in leadership roles. As ministers of the gospel, we stand before the people as representatives of the eternal God. For that reason, those who answer the call to the ministry of the Word must be mature, Spirit-filled Christians who possess an intense love for God and their fellow man. It is our responsibility to call the lost to salvation and to instruct believers in their worship of God and their conduct before the people of the world. To do this, we must first have sought and received the three foundational Christian experiences of justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In addition, our personal conduct, character, and unselfish service to God and others must bear witness to the reality of our walk with God. A basic requirement for Christian ministers is a genuine sensitivity to our own spiritual needs. We must have ears that are open to God's voice and hearts that are fully committed to do nothing but God's will. We will develop and model personal spiritual disciplines such as prayer, study of the Word, servanthood, submission, and compassion. We need a genuine love for souls and a longing to lead them to a personal relationship with Christ, as well as a desire to contribute in any way possible to their spiritual growth and development. And we must hold the Word of God in reverent regard, faithfully declaring and upholding the underlying tenets of the Christian faith. There are two primary scripture passages which describe the qualifications of the bishop, pastor, or elder. 1 Timothy 3, 1-7, and Titus 1, 5-9. Both were written by the Apostle Paul, and both were addressed to younger men in the faith who had been given the authority to train and appoint leaders in the early church. The epistle of 1 Timothy establishes that ministers of the word must be above reproach, in biblically sanctioned marriages, and individuals whose children are in subjection. They must be temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not belligerent, gentle, free of a contentious spirit, not influenced by a love of money. They must manage their households well, not be new converts, and possess good reputations both inside and outside the church. The Epistle of Titus presents a similar list, noting that elders in the church must be living lives that are above reproach, in biblically sanctioned marriages, and whose children are in subjection rather than being reckless and out of control. They are not to be self-willed or quick-tempered, given to wine, inclined to violent or high-handed action, or influenced by monetary gain. They should be hospitable, lovers of what is good, sensible, just, devout, self-controlled, and people who uphold the Word of God. In 1 Peter 5:3, the Apostle Peter points out that those in positions of spiritual authority are to be examples to the people. As ministers, we have a solemn charge to represent what God desires every member of the congregation to be in character and conduct. For Paul told Timothy, "Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." The life of the messenger must be consistent with the message. If we are married, our spouse must be a good example of a Christian as well. Throughout the Old Testament, it is clear that people tended to follow the example of their leaders. When Israel had a wicked king, the people were more likely to be sinful. When Israel had a good king, the people were more likely to follow the Lord. Thus, the godly lifestyle of those of us in the ministry is critically important, as it is the visual sermon that people see and pattern their lives after. There are many factors that contribute to the success of our efforts in the ministry, but the most vital qualification of all is the unction of the Spirit of God upon us and our work. We must pray for the constant presence of the Holy Spirit on everything that we do, and never be satisfied without it. Other aspects of preparation and training are necessary, but we cannot allow them to minimize the importance of the Spirit of God. In His work for the kingdom, the Holy Spirit takes our God-given talents, our spiritual preparation, our mental training, and our physical qualifications, and works through them in fulfilling the divine will and commission. We must always have Him with us to motivate and empower us. This is the absolute must of our ministry. As ministers, we are called to be soldiers for God, ambassadors for Christ, prophets of righteousness, preachers of eternal truth, and representatives of a sovereign God. We must have the apostolic spirit and do the apostles' work. To fulfill our charge as God intended, we must be diligent to see that, wherever possible, every hindrance in our lives is removed, every weakness strengthened, and every deficiency built up, that we may be capable ministers, soldiers, ambassadors, preachers, representatives, and faithful shepherds. Counsel to ministers. As representatives of the Apostolic Faith Organization, every minister should understand, support, and be able to explain the scriptural basis for the doctrinal positions of this work.